empty, incompetent, devoid of leadership skills, Liz Truss is finished, and she may have destroyed the Conservative Party altogether. The Tory Party was captured at some stage in the last decade by three or four forces, the most important of which is the super rich. And they have been running the Truss government. It's not a coincidence that she loves to go to a place called 5 Hertford Street. It's a private members' club full of rich people, oligarchs, where they mingle. The Truss loves it. She held a Fizz with Liz event when she was sort of revving up for her leadership challenge. That's the sort of place she feels very comfortable in. But the key thing about it is its location. It's in Mayfair. That's where hedge fund managers live. That's where property developers like to hang out. That's the spiritual home of Liz Truss. We are being governed by what is not the Tory Party in its traditional sense, which had connections to the shires, to manufacturing industry, to the old British establishment. This is a Tory Party which is there for the super rich and the super rich alone. This explains one of the central mysteries of the budget. It came from nowhere. No ordinary person wanted tax cuts for the super rich. But the super rich did, needless to say. They operate by giving money to Tory causes. It's often embarrassing to give that money directly to the Conservative Party because there are disclosure requirements. So more and more have started to give money to think tanks, and they set out the policy lines which the super rich want, whether it's more property development or tax breaks. By the way, this is nothing to do with manufacturing. In the old days, you'd get big manufacturers donating to the Tory Party. But this is hedge fund managers. And these are the people who, through the think tanks, none of which declare who their owners are. Nobody knows who funds them. But they're the ones which were actually claiming the credit for that fiscal event. They were actually boasting that they'd made Quartz's budget for him. And then what does he do immediately? He's made his statement in the House of Commons. He's also one of their events. You can't believe it. I mean, you can't make it up. They own Britain at the moment, and they don't look fondly on most of us. They don't like workers' rights. They don't care whether we've got a pension or not. They really don't. They care about where they can funnel some money in their offshore fund or buy some enormous house somewhere which you couldn't even think of owning. Something's very sick. This is not the Tory Party. Nothing like the Tory Party, which I used to know when I was a working political correspondent 20 years ago. It's been bought wholesale by a very small, privileged group of incredibly rich people. The problem with Liz Truss is she does live in an invented world, a world which doesn't really exist, which has been constructed for her by a tiny group of advisors and hedge fund managers mediated through think tanks. And Liz Truss lacks any of the qualities you need to be prime minister: judgment, empathy, understanding, and actually humility, because you've been given this wonderful job which gives you tremendous power to change the world for the better or worse. Actually, you need to realize that some people know better than you, understand economics better than you do, or foreign policy better than you do, and actually you should defer to them. She doesn't seem to have any of those qualities. She makes decisions which she doesn't understand. She makes statements which are meaningless. She now is taken to lying the same way which Boris Johnson used to do, and is the reason he fell. So in that sense, her premiership is a joke, but of course it's terribly dangerous because she has the power to send the country on the skids, and that's already happened. And I also feel very nervous that at a time of growing international crisis, particularly in Ukraine, there is a real danger of this Ukraine war getting more and more out of control. You really want calm heads with some experience of how the real world really works, and she doesn't have that experience. Her whole record is seeing politics as a form of self-promotion. For her, it is about image and not about any kind of deep understanding of the world and how it works and what we need. That makes her very dangerous because she has her finger on the nuclear button. You really don't want Liz Truss's finger on the nuclear button. a lot of seismic things have happened over the last few weeks. One of them is the confidence in the Conservatives as the party of sound finance has collapsed. That's happened in just a month of Truss being active in Downing Street. What the Truss quieting fiscal event did was destroy international confidence in the British financial management. And that means that interest rates are going to rise. And that is horrible if you have a house and a mortgage. Also, if you're a business and you have an overdraft, that's going to be more significant, much larger, money you can't afford probably, because of the idiocy of the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And then Truss did something else which was bizarre. There was a very competent official at the head of the Treasury called Tom Scholar, and the first thing that Truss and Quarteng did on entering Downing Street was to sack Tom Scholar, and so there wasn't a permanent secretary. The one man you really wanted, senior official, the guy who dealt with the banking crisis 14 years ago, there he was, he was available to you. What do? You sack him. The mind boggles at the damage which Truss and Quarteng have done in such a short space of time. It's absolutely unforgivable, and the right-wing conservative press, which gave us Truss, because it told Tory voters to go for Truss in the leadership election for the most part, it gave us Johnson before then, is now trying to keep Truss in office by saying the alternative is the madness of Starmer. I'm speaking as a conservative, and not as an admirer of Keir Starmer, by the way. I don't like the way he's governed the Labour Party, but I very much hope he becomes Prime Minister by a large majority as soon as possible. This country has never been worse governed than it is being now, and it is being so badly governed one fears for the future of Britain. The question is, how do you get rid of her? It would be hard for the Tory party to get rid of a second prime minister in the course of a one parliament. Bad enough getting rid of Johnson, who was elected in 2019, installing a replacement to rejuvenate it, and clearly that's not worked. But if you're going to change it three times, there's a big democratic problem. Quite obviously, whoever succeeds Truss wouldn't have been elected. The Tory party and the Prime Minister would become a national joke. I think we even have to entertain the idea and take it seriously that the Conservatives are finished altogether. The Conservative Party has been the most successful democratic party in the Western world. It's governed Britain for most of the last 200 years, and it's shown again and again an ability to rise from its deathbed. I wonder whether it will this time. The polls suggest that Labour might have a majority in the polls of 33%. Traditionally, people would say this is sort of midterm blues and the Tories will come back. They probably will a bit, but I look ahead at what's coming down the line over the next months. Higher interest rates, falling economic confidence, a wave of bankruptcies, all under the premiership of somebody who's proven already to be useless and dangerous. In those circumstances, it could even get worse. You could get something quite close to a Tory wipeout, i.e. you have maybe 60 or 70 seats in the House of Commons for the Conservatives after the next election, and an enormous Labour majority. Because people are frightened to have the Tories in charge. And in those circumstances, a really boring person like Starmer, by the way, who I don't admire or like as Labour leader, is going to be somebody people will flock to. This massive poll lead is nothing much to do with him. It's everything to do with the fact that Truss has proved to the British people over the last 6 weeks that she's quite incapable of running Britain. We live in an era of client journalism, almost devoid of independent political analysis. That's why I think you should join Double Down News on Patreon.